Welcome to A Seeds of Well-Being, Voices from the Field podcast, featuring voices of Hawaii agriculture producers for Hawaii agriculture producers. These podcasts are made possible by a grant from the University of Hawaii College of Tropical Agriculture and Human Resources, also known as CTAR, and the Seeds of Well-Being, or SOW Project, and is supported by a grant from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, National Institute of Food and Agriculture, and the Hawaii Department of Agriculture. Aloha, podcast listeners. Thank you and welcome for joining in another episode of the Seeds of Well-Being podcast. Today, I have the honor and great privilege to do a little talk story session with our ag producer named Tony Vera. Welcome, Tony, and thank you for agreeing to be on our podcast today.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, so Tony, can you share a little bit about yourself first?
So I'm from Belize in Central America. I'm currently on the Big Island over in Arcid Land area. We have a 3 acres property that we do all, most of our farming and a lot of added value from our farm.
And how long have you been farming, or how long have you been doing this?
We've been here for about 7 years.
7 years. So what got you into farming? Have you always, do you have farming back in your family and your ancestors?
Correct. We started farming from a very young age. Our backyard was our farm, or our means for us to have food in our kitchen. I learned all this growing up. My dad was a farmer, a ranch farmer. He grew cattle, he did pigs, he did a lot of livestock. Growing up, learning from him, from my grandparents, coming here to the U.S., we didn't have that. It was a little bit scarce. Land was very hard to get. We were living in apartments and not able to grow much food. We did grow tomatoes, cucumbers in the apartment that we had, but not a lot like we do now. We started this farm on the Big Island because of my injury that I sustained in the military, working through PTSD and having a lot of chronic illness. We started our farm here on the Big Island, named Mayan World Farm.
And on your farm, what are you currently growing?
We currently grow a lot of herbs to make teas for health purposes. We grow food that we would turn into added value products, like achote. What else? Papayas, mangoes, avocados. Those are fruits. We also do vegetables, giant vegetables, pumpkins, squash, tomatoes, bell peppers, eggplants. So a general overhaul of various vegetables and fruits that we grow here.
And I see cacao too.
That's correct, cacao. And a lot of livestock. So we have sheep, goat, ducks, goose, quails, guinea hens, a lot of fowls as well.
Oh my goodness, you've got a busy, lively farm. How many others are with you? Is it your family members or
just my family member, my wife, my two kids?
Oh, that's so beautiful. So you did mention that farming helped you. You discover farming as after being when you became a veteran, recovering.
That is correct. Not discover farming. I just used the farming for my recovery. It was the main source of recovery. dealing with stress and finding out where we're going to get food. We were living in an apartment that doesn't have any, so nowhere. If I was in the apartment when the pandemic hit, I would have done really, really bad in terms of not having where to get my stress reduced, or I would have been more stressed than able to cope with living in that situation there. When here at the farm, there's plenty to do, and your hands are always full. So the stress from my deployment or my injuries and coming back home from the war, all that helped what we have going on the farm here.
So it sounds like farming really was a mode to heal, because you're so busy being with the land and being out in nature. Am I understanding correctly?
Yes. That definitely healed me from a lot of the pain, a lot of the headaches that I was worried about, the where stuff was coming from, where our food is coming from, all the chemicals that all the fast food that we were consuming, getting out from the military. You know, being in the military, we would have been eating a lot of fast food, always on the go. So there's no time to just really smell the flowers.
And so how are you feeling now?
I love smelling the flowers. Every minute I get, I try to go, I go and pollinate, and I just take time and appreciate how from a small tiny seed you can get a giant fruit where it, you know, unbelievable, you can feed the whole entire village or community with just one fruit.
So perhaps relatedly, I'm going to ask you, so what gives you meaning and purpose, or how does farming gives you this meaning and purpose in life?
For me, it gives me that meaning of life, that I'm able to provide food, healthy, delicious food for my family. That was my biggest fear, that I wasn't able to produce enough for my family. And now that I'm able to produce enough for my family, I'm able to share that wealth with the community. So just that entails a lot of positivity into my life, where every day I get up and I want to go check my plants, and I have my family trying to, you know, with me going and taking care of the animals and having them going to market with us. So it's a family ordeal and many blessings in that sense.
Oh, wow. So are you saying that then what you're doing is viable financially? Your family's able to also live?
That is correct.
Yes.
My daughter in college, my son's in primary school, in secondary, not sorry, but elementary. And he does his own little origamis. So he makes a little income. So showing him responsibilities from an early age, where he can save, and that way he can know how to manage money, along with doing a lot of the farm chores that most kids don't ever do. He does them. So very knowledge-based growing up on the farm, where if he grows and become a man with no job or anything, he's always taught that there's always a means to have food on the table.
Oh, are you saying that he's making money doing origami?
Yes, he's doing
elementary school.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
And does he help to sell your produce too?
That's correct. Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And does it give you advice?
He does. Sometimes he does. he also participates in the giant fruit and vegetable competition that the 4-H in the UH 4-H that does.
Yeah.
So he's participate and he has a couple of record broken. Just growing his own sunflowers. He does right now. He has a giant eggplant that's growing.
How big?
So it's about 4 pounds. So it's still going. It's still going strong. So hopefully he can really win the record for Hawaii.
Oh, wow. Okay. So it sounds like you really are enjoying this farming lifestyle. Sustainability.
It's fun and challenging at times. So, yes.
Yeah. So, you know, as many individuals know, farming can be particularly challenging because you're dealing with so many levels of uncertainty, weather, pests, financial, many, you know. How are you been able to navigate through some of these challenges?
So one of our challenges was getting the property fence because of the wild pigs. We use all organic sprays on a method in our on our farm, and having any chemicals or anything around that would deter the pigs from coming in wasn't something that we would face. So we had to put in the fence to kind of deter them from getting in. They still got in and they destroyed a lot of our crops and our fruits, our vegetables, our trees they dug up. So this is one of the biggest challenge that we have on the farm. Is the wild pigs coming in and destroying what we would be growing. All our plantain, all our pineapple was all eaten. So all the hard work was totally destroyed. Either so, there's always endurance. I can say it, endurance. And again, it shows you, we in life, there's always a give and take. And even a teaching experience for the kids, we just use it as that to encourage them to continue on. We can't just lay down and stay there and not get up. So we always, if you have breath in your you know, body, then you have a chance to survive and come back from the loss. So.
So you sound like resiliency, endurance are values that you're sharing with your, as opportunities of loss or just, you know, things that happen beyond your control, to share these with your.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So what, is that your philosophy of life?
Pretty much is never get, you know, if you've got fallen, never stay down. You always get up back again. So.
So around your community, what have you noticed among with other farmers, the challenges that they're experiencing?
Right now, it's mostly communication. In our community here, the majority of newcomers are coming in, but they don't know where to get stuff. They don't know where to go. There's not a, like a hub or a place that they can stop by and gather this information. So there's a lack of communication in the community, just finding out where to get stuff. A lot of the farming, the farmers around here, they use the markets. So the means of going to the market is one of the way that we can provide exposure. But again, a lot of people are already used to big corporation. So like Safeway, Walmart, those newcomers coming in, they don't experience the market where you can find out who's around your neighborhood. And that's where a lot of the communication is breaking down. Anyone who's moving here to Hawaii is not learning or getting told like, hey, you know, we have these farmers that provide these services. You don't have to order all your stuff from online. You can get it here. It's a little bit costly because they make it all fresh and have it all available for you right here. Then it takes months for it to come on a ship, you know, to our islands.
Yeah. So I don't want to assume this, but do you speak Spanish?
I do not. My wife does. I could understand a little bit.
So do you know, are you connected with any other English limited speaking farmers?
We do the Spanish. My wife does a lot of the Spanish translation for me. So we are connected to the Spanish community that's here on the Big Island. I think that's pretty much where we're at. A lot of Latin America countries, people are living here, that normally they're able to communicate and find the stuff that we would be growing or through our Facebook and Instagram at Mayan World Farm.
Oh, and how many Spanish-speaking farmers are there on the Big Island? Do you have an idea?
There's actually a lot. There's the banana growers. They do produce a lot of the bananas here on the for the Big Island. There's mango growers, a lot of them growing mangoes. We have a couple doing cane, sugar cane,
Yeah.
and a pineapple. So they're into those types of plants that they would be growing.
And by a lot, do you mean like 20, 30, 40, 50
Acres, maybe, yes.
acres? No. Yeah. Huh.
Yeah.
We don't know how many, right? It's always a mystery. It's still a mystery to me
Yeah.
by Department of Ag. Yeah.
Right. There's one that has about 20 acres filled with banana trees. He has thousands of acres of banana growing that he would be producing a lot of bananas for Hawaii.
Oh, wow. Okay. And you're saying they don't have a hub where they can come together and
That's
talk?
correct. Most of them, I see them at the market, so those are where they would be taking their produce and selling it there. So I don't see their bananas in Safeway. I don't see their banana at Home Depot or Foodland. So these are things that, hey, we grow them here, but I don't see them in the markets or in the stores that we should have our Hawaii grown aisle. Per se, I don't see it there, but I know they're there, but I don't see it there. I see them in the markets only.
So where are they selling their produce and their farm products?
The moment, they're selling them mostly at the vet for the on the vendors that's at the market. So they're selling it to directly through the vendors. That's attending the market.
Okay. Oh, how interesting. So what are some ways in which the community can help ag producers? I mean, including veteran farmers, including those who are limited English speaking. I mean, what are some ways that we can do? What are ways that we
Most of the times we have our page on online, ask questions. Ask farmers what they produce. Sometimes they do produce stuff, but are unable to share it online for privacy reason or rules from the page as well, that we're not able to share where the communication is lost in transit. There's only my page. I can only share stuff from my farm on my page,
Yeah.
whereas I can't share the other produce or other stuff. But ask around, ask questions when you're here, communicate with friends or talk to neighbors that's been here for a long time, where they can find these produce, or if you're looking for something, you can always post and share, or even Google will tell you about farms that's here on the island.
Are there any resources that you would like to share that you're participating in or has been really helpful that maybe other farmers would like to know about?
We do have our farm extension service that we provide on our farm as well. The Hamakua Institute is another one that's really good sharing information, gathering information from all the farms around the community. If you go to their page, they have a lot of assessment that they gathered from Hawaii for Hawaii. So if you're looking to find out where to start, that's a good place to start at. Even for new farmers just coming up, figuring out what to grow or where the trends are or where an investment is worth going into, it's a good place to start with them.
So, do you have any new plans for your farm? Your new farm?
We do. We're doing a lot of ceremonies, Mayan ceremonies. So we're doing like a hot bath and herbal healings, mostly to help rejuvenate the body. A lot of pain is happening right now where we're going through a lot of physical pain, and I believe that if we are able to heal our body to natural remedies, that's a good way for us to get ourselves away from cosmetics that is not working or is not good for your body.
Well, on that note, Tony, thank you so much for sharing all your knowledge and your experiences. Is there anything else you would like to say before we go?
Sure, no worries. Thank you for having us on. Again, we're at Mayan World Farm on Facebook and Mayan World Farm Hawaii on Instagram. You can look us up, look at all what we're doing, what we're sharing, the new products that's coming out, the marketplace that we're attending. These are all places that you can go and gather information. If there's something that any ailment that you are fighting with and wanting to know how to get cured, please let us know on there as well. You can always message us and we can get the proper medicine or treatment for you.
Thank you. Thank you again, Tony.
Okay.
We want to thank our guests for their generosity and mana'o. We also want to thank all our ag producers throughout the islands, and especially those we have heard on the podcast for discussing ways they address the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual dimensions of Hawaii ag production. Each story, each voice contributes to a broader understanding of what it takes to survive and thrive as we feed our communities. Wherever you may find yourself within our island agriculture economies, if you would like to share your story in our podcast, please contact us.